Medical Camp. More than 2,000 residents from Dries Farm in Einabkoi constituency, Uas and Gishu County benefited from free treatment for various ailments during a medical screening camp organized by Kenyatta University Training Referral and Research Hospital, KUTRRH at Dries Girls Secondary School over the weekend. According to KUTRRH Deputy Director of Clinical Services Dr. Karama Onyembo and Uas and Gishu County Director of Health Dr. Evans Kiprotich, medical camps have shifted from treatment to screenings to get people in the communities who might be sick since they rarely attend health facilities for checkups. Among the ailments targeted for screening during the medical camp were cervical cancer, prostate cancer, and non-communicable diseases such as random blood sugar tests, high blood pressure and diabetes. Dr. Onyembo said the National Cancer Control Program donated 1,000 prostate cancer screening rapid test kits and 100 speculums for cervical cancer testing free of charge. Dr. Kiprotich said from numerous medical camp screenings done in the county, it emerged that demand for health services was huge, hence the need to put in place strategies that will ensure better access to healthcare. We have realized there is an increase of hypertensive cases in our communities that the affected may not be aware of. Last year we only screened 4,000 mothers out of a population of more than 40,000 women of reproductive age, indicating a serious gap. We have also realized that most men do not go for prostate enlargement checkups and will only go to the hospital when the urinary tract is completely blocked, he said. The issue of prostate enlargement is largely a private affair for men because of the stigma attached to it. They will only come to the hospital when they realize the urinary tract is completely blocked, he added. The medical screening camp brought together various health stakeholders including the Kenya Medical Practitioners and Dentist Union, KMPDU, Kenya Nursing Council, Kenya Medical Training College, Moi Teaching and Referral Hospital, MTRH, the National Cancer Control Program and the Uas and Gishu County Government. The camp was organized courtesy of by Professor Olive Magenda, who is the chairperson of the board of directors of KUTRRH, and an alumnus of AIC Dries Farm Primary School. Professor Magenda, one of the country's leading academicians who also organized a funds drive officiated by head of public service, Felix Koske, aimed at raising more than ₱30 million in aid of Dries Primary School, said the gesture was a thank you gift for the region that nurtured her education base 50 years ago. I have returned to give back to the community who welcomed me to Dries Farm Primary School when my sister and I were admitted commencing our education journey, she said. $20 million will go towards the construction of a library and ICT center for the primary school, while $10 million will go towards renovation of classrooms and toilets for the pupils, explained the former Kenyatta University Vice Chancellor. Professor Magenda recalled with nostalgia how she and her sister were put on a train from Togoto in Kiambu by their mother to Einabkoi, where they alighted and traveled through a forest to reach Dries Farm Primary School. It was tough since we were young girls, but the reception the community and the teachers gave us ensured our stay was comfortable. That is why I have come back, and with the support of friends and well-wishers I will make sure the library come ICT center, and the renovation of classrooms and the toilets are completed by the end of the year, she committed. In his remarks, the head of public service lauded Professor Magenda for remembering her old school and deciding to donate to support the children and the community because she wants the best for the children and encourages them to follow in her footsteps. It is rare for most elites to remember, let alone be associated with primary schools where the formative stages of their education was nurtured. They would rather lie and claim they went to some high-cost school somewhere, he observed.